You're listening to Susie Radio with myself, Christine. And this afternoon, I'm talking to Heidi Baldwin, who is a mental health nurse consultant, and also Sam Lingu, who's community matron for dementia and long-term conditions. Hello to you two.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Dementia Awareness Week next week. Lots of things going on. And we're going to be talking about dementia, people's misunderstandings of it, perhaps how to deal with people with dementia, how we can help people in the community. So I'll let you kick off with some information about next week. And we've a session in Redhill Library, haven't we, Thursday afternoon?
Yes, we do. With Alzheimer's Society, it's at 11 o'clock till 2 with the Dementia Navigator, Anita Campbell.
Okay, that's lovely. So that's a drop-in, basically, service where people can just turn up and perhaps gather some information. Yeah, that's lovely. As far as dementia awareness is concerned, many people get confused between Alzheimer's and dementia. Well, dementia is a condition where Alzheimer's disease can be a cause, and so can vascular disease. Do you find people get, because of lack of knowledge, they confuse the two, dementia and Alzheimer's disease, and perhaps don't really understand that difference?
Yes, actually, dementia is an umbrella term which is used to describe a collective of progressive symptoms which affect the brain. So, like you said, Alzheimer's and vascular dementia are just types of dementia which people have or can end up having as a diagnosis. But as I say, it's symptoms where the brain is affected in terms of activities of daily living, where people struggle to do their daily chores or interact or integrate into doing things they used to do in the community.
Sure. What do you say is the major signs that someone has dementia as opposed to just being slightly forgetful? If people are worried about somebody, what's the first thing they should do?
As you say correctly, we all forget, but there are certain things which then start affecting us in our daily lives. It can be, i.e., forgetting the cooker on. You know, you've been cooking and you forget that the cooker is on, or having your food. It's the small little things which make that person struggle to carry out their daily activities of living, which is washing, dressing, going out and meeting with others, because maybe, i.e., they can't communicate as much as they could or remember certain things which are important to them. And I think just to bring up, dementia is very, you know, whatever dementia, type of dementia one has, it is very unique to the individual.
One of the things that people might notice is a change in the person that they normally know. So they might be slightly more irritable, they might be less engaging, less willing to go out, they might change their normal pattern of behaviour, they might respond differently to situations that they've previously been in, and they act differently at that time. So it's a collective of symptoms rather than one specific thing. What we would like to say, though, is that the symptoms of dementia also mirror symptoms of other physical illnesses, and that's why we would like people to go to their GPs and get a good checkup, because it may be that you're a little bit anemic and that's why you've become forgetful, and there are other physical conditions which have what's called treatable reversible causes, which sounds a mouthful, but it basically means it can be fixed.
Right.
So that's why we encourage people to go early, because the sooner you know, the sooner you can do something about it. And you may be worrying about nothing if you knew what you were worrying about in the first place. A problem shared is a problem halved.
It is. That's very interesting, actually. That's a good angle for it, because I know dementia itself is progressive, is not curable. So people probably get worried, but actually it could be something else. I don't know, lack of oxygen supply to the brain, etc., can cause problems. And as you say, you know, some kind of other illness could be affecting the person. And short-term memory lasts for about 30 seconds. This is something I've learned since I've just looked into it. And people with dementia, they have problems with this. So it's not converted to their long-term memory. So they can remember things from a long time ago, but the daily tasks they have problems with. Also, I wanted to ask you, if someone meets someone in the street and they suspect they have dementia, or for example, somebody with dementia is trying to get out and about, doing shopping, doing some daily tasks, how do you deal with them? I mean, as I understand it, the thing is not to try and fix them, because they can't be fixed as such at that moment in time. I not try to correct them and say, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, but just basically to just listen to what they're saying, not try to correct them, but just try and be a bit sympathetic, really.
I think if we could guide people towards the Alzheimer's Society website, their current campaign is very much focused on treating the person as an individual, but perhaps giving them a little bit more time. And you're absolutely right. People find it hard to recall on their short-term memory, but actually people have a wealth of long-term skills they're very good at.
Sure.
If we can concentrate on what people can do rather than what they're struggling to do, then the person with dementia and their carer can be enabled to integrate into society and remain having a meaningful role within the community. Although dementia doesn't only affect people, older people, it primarily does. And what we have to remember is those people have a life history of skills. So sometimes we need to look back to see what was their strong skills base and bring that into their current world and optimise those skills, and then see how we can support them with the things that they are a little bit more difficult for them at the moment. So you don't have to be able to cook and clean, because you can have some help with that, but you may be absolutely wonderful at other skills bases which community services could use. I had a lady who helped me with admin, because she'd been a secretary for 45 years. So she has those skills bases, but she doesn't need to worry about how to cook, because I can help her find somebody to support her with that.
Right. So it's interesting. Your day must be actually quite interesting, because as you say, you're trying to find meaningful activities for people with dementia and cognitive stimulation therapy. I got those words out there quite long for me. So every day is a challenge for you. And basically, I hear what you're saying. It's like, yeah, short-term memory might be a problem. Look at this person as a whole, as an individual, as a special person. A phrase that I picked up from the self-study pack from Surrey County Council was, try and put yourself in the place of the person with dementia. A way of them explaining it is, imagine you're in a building, you don't recognise what people are saying to you, you don't recognise things, you don't understand, and you feel frightened. And I think that's how they could feel. And how would you behave? So someone's behaving strangely, but in their world, that's how they're seeing it. So a bit of understanding and just a bit of recognition goes a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, I actually wanted to say a smiley face or a friendly smiley face will go a long way with somebody with dementia. As you say, people in the community or in the streets, being patient with somebody maybe who might come across as lost, and making sure that at times we don't assume, because those who might not understand what we are saying to them, but our body language speaks a lot, says a lot about how we perceive people. So it's just being, open, smiling, and being ready to help. And hence the reason why Surrey has taken this pledge to actually be a dementia-friendly Surrey.
Yeah, that's what we want in Surrey. Just to talk a little bit technical, Alzheimer's disease, which is one of the main causes of dementia, it's actually a disease which causes brain cells to die, and a type of protein accumulates. It makes the brain cells sticky and clump into tangles and things like that. There's a lot of older people with Alzheimer's disease, but it's not necessarily the case. Some younger people have it. And there are risk factors, and there's things that you can do. It's logical. We all say exercise, but I've read that with Alzheimer's disease, if you exercise more, you get more circulation to the brain. It's going to help you avoid this type of disease. Just all the normal things, drinking, smoking, fatty diet, all those things. So that's probably a message to send out, that people, if they look after themselves, they're going to probably avoid, hopefully, some of these problems.
I think essentially what we're promoting across Surrey is healthy mind, healthy body. So if you look after one, the other will look after itself to a certain degree as well. There will be people who have a stronger predisposition to any type of illness, but there are ways that you can help yourself, and certainly a good diet, plenty of physical and cognitive, so thinking exercises,
yeah,
learning new skills, doing the crossword, a bit of Sudoku, challenging your brain, as well as keeping generally fit and healthy. And you're absolutely right, although Alzheimer's essentially is what we call a globalised shrinkage of the brain, vascular dementia, which is nearly as prevalent now, can be reduced. Symptoms can be managed by your blood pressure being properly managed. So we encourage people to go and have their blood pressure checked, make sure that they're not hypertensive, so have very high blood pressure, because you're absolutely right. Once the brain cells have been damaged, they can't be regenerated. you only use a very small percentage of your brain in the first place, and you can keep going. But healthy heart, healthy mind, healthy body is what we'd like to see people taking forward from this week, and thinking about how that continues, even if you have other health needs.
Right. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this afternoon. I know you're very busy doing an amazing job, very worthwhile job, and hopefully we'll be getting the message across to the people of Surrey.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.